We're going to be starting a study in the book of Proverbs tonight. Not to fear, we are not going to go through all the Proverbs. We're going to go through some different things at different places. We might be on a lifelong marathon if we try to go verse by verse through the Proverbs. But I want to go through a little bit of a thought of passing on wisdom. Passing on our wisdom, almost like like a heritage. Well, I just thought that that connected just now. Isn't that something? Sometimes it's exciting what comes down the track. Some of us are slow. You're like, I thought that's what you... No, I just think about that. Anyway, so Proverbs chapter 1 and in verse 1. Listen, let me say this to you tonight, folks, and for those listening at home. My plan and my goal, my desire is on a Wednesday night is to be an hour. Okay, it's to be an hour. I know some of y'all are going to stay for 2 hours. And that's all right. Listen, we're not trying to stop fellowship, but I know maybe there's some that have to work early and they're like, if I'm going to go, it's going to be late. Listen, my purpose is to be an hour. When I say my purpose, I'm going to do my best. You know, if I slip over it, Brother Fred, don't bust my chops on that. But I mean, you know, if it's 30 seconds, are you set? No, but that's my, because I want folks that maybe are thinking, you know, I just come, be an hour, and if you need to leave, leave. The rest of y'all are going to stay till like, you know, 9:30 anyway. No. So listen, that's my purpose. That's my desire. What I want to do, try to get folks to say, listen, I can come and spend an hour on Wednesday night. Right. I want to come and be a part of that. We want to have the gathering of the body. Right. Not just the left side. Right. Or the right side. We want to get probably at least the right side. No. Okay. Proverbs chapter 1. Verse 1, the Bible says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. As we go through this, I want to, point number one here is the transferring of wisdom. What Solomon wanted to do is pass on this wisdom that he has, and then to his son. I mean, if you'd imagine anything that was probably more purposeful than that, listen. But under that, who is qualified to be the authority on wisdom? God is. Well, I suppose if there's any man, I mean, God's not speaking to us verbally today. If he does, get some more rest, maybe. You know what I'm saying? God, I mean, you say he could do that. He could do whatever he wants to do. But he doesn't choose to do that. He has spoken to us through his word, right? So that's what he's given us. But I suppose if there was any man that would be qualified on this earth outside the Lord Jesus Christ himself, it would be Solomon, right? Keep your place there, if you would, and turn over to 1 Kings. 1 Kings, and in chapter 3, you know, sometimes, folks, we look at things we already know, right, to, number one, remind us of what we already know. Sometimes it's to clarify us on what we already know, and sometimes it's to reveal to us that we didn't know it the way we thought we knew it, right? And then fourth, there's somebody maybe that didn't know. You know, and how do I know if you know? And how do you know if I know? So let's all go there. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5, he says, in Gibeon the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people, that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. So, I guess if there's somebody that we would say is qualified to speak on the authority of this thing of wisdom would be Solomon, right? God said, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you something that no man has ever had and no one ever will. While we're at this passage, I want to notice that there is a distinction between two things that God gave Solomon that day. He said, I'm going to give you a wise and what else? An understanding heart, right? Two things, wise and understanding. So there's two types of wisdom that we could find, and we'll find here in the book of Proverbs, and as we look through, and if we could say it that way, two types of wisdom. I'm not sure if that's exactly the way to say it, but there's two things we see here. First of all, there is empirical wisdom. That's a fun word, empirical. E-M-P-I-R-I-C-A-L, okay? My wife looked at me like, why are you saying those kind of words? Okay, I looked it up. There's empirical wisdom. It really just means this, wisdom that comes from experience, okay? Wisdom that we get. Anyone, can I say this? Anyone can get that kind of wisdom. Anybody can get that it can be gained without Christ. And I'm a little bit sketchy even calling it wisdom. Maybe that's not the right term. But look, really we're calling it knowledge. And in this thing, there's this understanding. Someone even without Christ can get that. People in the world have an IQ. They're smart. Some people are very, very smart. Sometimes they think they're a lot smarter than they are, but they profess themselves to be wise, right? And they become a fool. But yet there's this kind of wisdom. But then there's also this, what we want to call here tonight is a theological wisdom. A theological wisdom, which is given by God only unto the saved. Okay? I want you to catch that with me tonight. Theological wisdom is not given to the lost. It's spiritually discerned, right? Which means you have to be alive spiritually. Now, you can understand, somebody without Christ can read through the Bible, and they can read some of the stories, and they can get some of these ideas, but they're not going to understand the spiritual value of what God is really saying. Sometimes we find when we read the Bible, there's this a thought or actually a truth that Jesus Christ was telling or the Lord was telling that actually applied right then. It was right then. It was actually something he was dealing with that was right in front of him. But it also had a spiritual truth that would continue forever, right? It continues to us, and it's a wonderful thing. But this theological wisdom, it's given by God. You see, God gives it to us, and how does he give it to us? Through His Word, I thought I kind of got that theme already going, but I just want to make sure we're going to keep that theme. He speaks to us through His Word, dreams. He spoke to Solomon in a dream. Why can't he dream me too, you know? Well, because Solomon didn't have this, right? What do you think? Wouldn't Solomon love to have this? You know what I mean? Wouldn't everyone else that God spoke to audibly, you know what they'd rather have is all of this? We know the beginning from the end. I mean, we don't know it all, but we know this all. I mean, what a wonderful thing. Man, it's amazing when you think about it. We got this all sitting here in your lap. You know, wow, we've got the whole thing, and others got this peace. They got this peace in a period of time, and it was new. Nobody said something before. Imagine this, hearing something for the first time, and you have nothing to compare it to. We'd have nothing to do with our... We couldn't even use Google. Wouldn't know what to do. You know what I mean? Who are we going to go ask about that? Well, this God told me, and that was it. Listen, I'm telling you, it cannot be known or understood by the lost. That's what we're talking about, this theological wisdom. So something else we might learn about Solomon during this period of his life. Looking at, we're still in 1 Kings, chapter 3, verse 6. It says there, and Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according to as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day." Can I just say this? Solomon was a man that acknowledged God's hand in the life of his family. You see, he acknowledged that, listen, I'm not who I am. Let's give it a little bit too much bounce. There we go. It's better. It's too close. So he was saying, listen, I'm not what I am. I'm not a self-made man, right? And one of the things I find about man is we really like to be somebody. Try to get rid of that. I mean, it's almost like it's so sticky, it's honest. You know what I mean? We can't try to. Somebody says, well, has anybody ever, well, I've done this. You know, we kind of, I mean, not even when we're not trying, we're trying to be humble, we kind of get sticky in pride. You know what I mean? It's like our nature, isn't it? It's like human nature. It's almost like that's where man, Adam and Eve began. And listen, there's this kind of thing. But I'm going to tell you what, Solomon, at least at this point, he acknowledged that God's hand was in the life of his family. He was thankful and indebted to the Lord's work, and not the great honor or fame of King David. Listen, he could have gone through, and certainly there was King David was still the king to be compared to, right? Throughout the Old Testament, he is the king to be compared to, and you know he could really glorify his dad. But instead what he does is he glorifies the work of God in his dad's life. Man, let that soak in just for a minute. Right? Can I say, folks, sometimes I think it is important how we talk. Do you know what I mean? I think it's important how we say things. And what we find, how do we know how to say the right things? Well, I mean, I guess we would see the people in the Bible that please God and kind of mimic that in how we say, you know, and I don't want to beat us up over this thing because we come into Christ as someone learning how to be in Christ. You know what I mean? And when we end, we're really like the Apostle Paul. He said, you know, I'm still pressing. I haven't attained. He said, I'm still pressing toward that mark. Right? For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said, I'm still going for it, still working on it, still trying to, I mean, you think, Paul, I think you got there. You know, the Apostle Paul, I think you, he said, no, I'm still, he said, I'm not there. I still struggle with these things. And we're all kind of going through this thing together. And so we want to see some of these things is how we just talk, I think, is important. What I mean by that is how we speak of things in the way of not glorifying self, but glorifying God. And you might say, you know, you ever said something like this to a man, I really did well at that, right? Whatever that is. I really did well at that. And then, well, I mean, God helped me. You know, like we tag that on at the, you know what I'm saying? I really did great at that. Well, I mean, you know, then people look at you like, oh, really? You know, they kind of give you that look, like, you know that, you know, you ain't supposed to talk like that. You know, I mean, God help me. And we kind of tag it. So sometimes we just get that little thing. What we see is Solomon just seeing that thing. But also look in verse 7. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child, and I know not how to go out or come in. So David at this point is probably about 20 years old, which is, in Israel, was considered young. I mean, in America, it's considered young too, but in Israel, it's really considered young, that time particularly. But that God had appointed him king. You ever know? You ever seen a 20-year-old walk around and say, "I don't know anything"? No, 20-year-olds think they can do anything. They think they know everything, right? 20-year-olds. So here's Solomon. He said, "Listen, I don't even know how to come out or go in." He said, "I'm a child." Listen. So what we see his humility. We see his humility, his acknowledgement, an awareness of his inability to do the job that was before him. And that was the character that he came to the Lord with, right? So, you ever see somebody, I mean, not yourself, but somebody else coming with what can kind of seem like a false humility? "Yeah, I'm just really no good. I'm a child. I don't know how to go in. I don't know how to do anything." And you're like, you're almost thinking this false humility. They're just, you know what I mean? You see that? And you kind of, sometimes, I know, not us here, but some people are real judgy about that kind of thing, you know? And they're thinking, oh, there's this thing going on. And so sometimes you could wonder, was Solomon just trying to, "No, I'm just really not good, God. What, you know, just whatever you want to get." Can I tell you here, evidently it was genuine. I mean, it was not a false humility because we find God, he liked the speech, right? That's what he said. I mean, he liked it. And the verse 10, "And the speech pleased the Lord." God said, I like how you're talking. I like this. It pleased. I mean, I think it was probably a little bit more than that. That's kind of how maybe we do. I think God said, you've understood your position and you've understood my position. And there was things going on there. And so, so then, who is qualified to give us this teaching on wisdom? Well, so I think about this. It's what we find here with Solomon. One that is humble. Right? One that is humble. Thankful for God, right? One that's humble, thankful for God, to God, and equipped by God for the task. So, as a note to us here, at this portion, we're thinking about this. If we're going to share wisdom with others, you got any wisdom to share? Anybody here got any wisdom to share? Wow, nobody? Yeah, we got some. I mean, listen, you know a little something, right? If you're saved tonight, you got. Everybody's like, "Oh, is that humble or pride?" I don't know. No, I'm not trying to trap you this time. This time, I'm not trying. But you know, we have something to share. So if you're gonna, by the way, you do have some wisdom, right? If you know the Lord, you've got something to share, right? So as a note for us on this thing, if we're gonna share wisdom with others, it'd be good to have the same character as Solomon. Right? Humble. Nobody is interested in an arrogant teacher. Right? Amen. You ever been with a teacher and they're like, "Well, I know everything and I'll just try to impart to you people something." Right? Well, I was in England. I was in England, but when I was in Sri Lanka, I was at the Sri Lankan university. And it was a very interesting thing. I don't think I really witnessed it here. In the States, but over there, and it was a master's course in linguistics, and I had already studied some linguistics, so I went there. I went there to have, for my visa purposes, and as I'm sitting there listening, I kind of knew the material, but this professor was not really teaching it in a way to teach it. He was teaching it in a way that he sounded smart. And I came out, and I understood the material already, and I was confused. So I went out. We had a kind of a lunch break, a break, and there I said to some of the people, "Did you like that? You know, that lecture?" And said, "Oh yeah, that's great. That's great." I said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "What did you learn?" Now I was setting them up. I said, "What did you learn?" He's like, "Well, Well, that was really hard to understand. And I thought, wow, that was interesting. They sounded really smart, but they didn't get anything across. You know, but nobody really likes an arrogant teacher, right? Nobody really likes that. Second thing, if we're going to you know, pass on wisdom to others, is to be thankful, right? If you have any lick of sense, it's because God gave it to you. See what I'm saying? You understand? Y'all know that kind of language, lick of sense? I don't know if y'all talk about it yet. You're going to learn that, this one of those phrases. So if we have anything of value, right? If we have any wisdom to share, it's because God gave it to us, right? And so we got to be thankful to God and credit Him. Give God's, that's the blank there, give God's wisdom that He's given you. We got some really smart things we've all learned in life, right? And that's okay. You know, you know, people know how to do things that they sometimes people, you know, some people, they'll talk to you about something and you have no idea what they're talking about. And you just nod your head. There was a fellow that I'd been witnessing to, and I eventually it led him to the Lord. He's a guy I worked with. He was a jet engine mechanic. And he liked airplanes. And he thought, and he was in the Air Force, and he thought, because I'm in the Air Force, I also like planes. I wasn't interested in planes like he was interested. And he would start telling me about all these different planes, these type of planes, tail numbers, this kind of thing. And I'm just like, I'm looking at him like, I want to just say, I have no idea what you're talking about. You know what I mean? And he would just go on, and I thought, you know, I just listen. That's okay if you know some stuff. But if we're going to pass on wisdom, let's let it be the wisdom God gave us, right? Amen? And this is what we're looking at. Look at number two. Let me just say this to you tonight. I'm not going to get through this. Okay? Y'all understand that. I have a philosophy on teaching these kind of Bible studies like this. It's not how far we can get. It's, you know, how fast we can get through it so we can spend the time and get through it. I don't want to rush just so we can get through it. Now, so we're gonna stop at time, but we're going to be somewhere and bring it back with you next week, okay? And some of you are going to forget. I'm gonna have extras, but so we're going to keep going for a minute here, though. We got some time. So number two is the introduction of wisdom. The introduction of wisdom. Now look at Proverbs, back in Proverbs chapter 1. Let's read that again. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Now that's all the first sentence. I mean, listen, there are a lot of run-on sentences in the Scriptures, right? You ever try to take some people that really like English, try to pull that thing apart and diagram those sentences. But this is just the way sometimes there's ways when you translate, when it comes across, maybe in Hebrew it's different. But anyway, this is what we have here. So there's several key words in this first sentence to see the purpose of Solomon to give to his son, and that what he was going to give to his son, and further for God to give to us. So first of all is this. He said this is to know. To know. He said to perceive. To receive. To give subtlety. To give discretion. So there's a list of things here that Solomon said to his son, and he's trying to pass on this thing. This is all about imparting or giving something to someone else. And he says, here's the things that we need to do. We need to know these things too. We need to perceive them and to receive them and to give subtlety, to give discretion, all these kind of things that Solomon is introducing his purpose. He's introducing his purpose. And here's what Solomon's saying. I want to give you something that will help you to navigate this life. And that's what Solomon wants to do for his son. Wouldn't you just love to see the information that the wisest man that ever lived on this planet, I mean the wisest man that you've ever heard of, that ever was before, and God said that ever will be after you. Wouldn't you just love to see what that man would say to his son? Welcome to the book of Proverbs. Let's pray. Father, I do pray that you'd help us as we study this book through the weeks and months ahead. Lord, I pray that you would help us to receive really not the wisdom of this man, but the wisdom that you've given to Solomon. Lord, as we look in this, we might develop some things in our own hearts, in our own lives, in our own understanding. Lord, that would help us to be what you want us to be in this thing of passing on wisdom to those that go on, that we have the opportunities to share with. And Lord, help us to be people that love wisdom, your wisdom, and want to pass it on to others. Lord, I pray that you would give us a heart and a desire to know your word, to understand these thoughts. And Lord, as we look at this book through this next period of time, Lord, pray that you'd use it. Our hearts, our lives, we'll give you thanks for it now in Jesus' name.